Ulster Unionist Party MLA, John Stewart, with us today. John, what's your advice to people today?
Well, Stephen, as much as possible to stay safe, to take any advice that we're getting, although it's a little bit confusing, isn't it, because we're getting mixed messages, but really not to make any unnecessary journeys and take heed of the weather warnings.
You had a lot of people contacting you last night on social media, correct?
I did indeed. It was my intention to get to bed early, Stephen, but when I got the update via Twitter from the Department of Education, I don't know what now, an executive, I think it was at 22:22 last night, so ridiculously late, and I put that out via my Facebook site, so I have an MLA page, and it was into the hundreds of messages by midnight, just sheer panic, because the original statement itself actually said advised schools should close. So there was a bit of ambiguity there. I contacted the department as quickly as I could on Twitter.
Well, that's because the department doesn't actually have the legal authority to close schools.
No, but then they were saying it's not advice, it's an insistence. Whenever we got back to them through the department, and parents just didn't know. And I do feel for the teachers and for principals as well, Stephen, because obviously a lot of them were getting this secondhand. Parents were going to them with the information. And I just can't believe in this day and age that there's not a proper communication flow from the department in the schools to actually get this information.
Who is making the final call in Northern Ireland about all of these things? So now that we don't have a government, you know, and we've been in touch with some of the statutory agencies and they're coming off with this phrase again, a multi-agency approach. But who is making the final call?
Well, each of the departments, I'd imagine it's permanent secretaries and senior civil servants, because we're in this farcical situation. We have no ministers in place actually taking the decisions.
John, thank you. Colin McGrath from the SDLP. Do you think this is being handled well, Colin?
Good morning. Well, I suppose there seems to be a lot of confusion, and I think that the confusion seems to be coming from a lack of decisions being taken and then communicated out to people. So I think those are going to have to be lessons that are going to have to be learned after this, that there needs to be a clear decision-making process, that is effectively communicated out to all of the stakeholders, be that schools, hospitals, universities. And then whenever that clarity is there, people will know what they have to do. But whenever you get sort of remarks coming out from the departments and they're not exactly clear, people then start to question it. What does should mean? What does a school say versus a department? You know, they have hospitals saying that they'll cancel the transport in, but they'll keep the services open. So there is a lot of confusion, and I think we need to work on how we address that and how we communicate better.
Well, I haven't heard of any hospitals saying that they're cancelling the... Oh, that's the trust you're talking about.
The day centres, they're saying that the transport to it is not happening, but the actual centre's open. But, you know, it is about putting... And, you know, the public safety is the priority throughout this. That's just what we've got to try and ensure. And, you know, originally we were expecting this to be hitting about 3 o'clock whenever children will be going home from school, for example. And, you know, we just have to assess, is that the sensible thing to do? Is it sensible to put children out into 80-mile-an-hour winds? Is it sensible to put them out there where there could be debris flying about?
But I'm sorry if I'm being naive, but I'm trying to understand how there is this advice and decision making around children in Northern Ireland, but there doesn't seem to be the same advice and decision making around adults. Surely the safety of adults obviously is just as important. So therefore, as adults, what is the advice to us? So I will say it again today to the PSNI. For goodness sake, go beyond this morning saying nothing. What is the advice to motorists? Should we try to make no journeys that are not essential journeys or not? To the health service, to be fair to them, they're trying to work out, they're looking at the latest med advice because they don't want to cancel operations or GP appointments unless it's necessary. But if it's 9:30 now. If someone's going to hospital today for a non-essential operation, should they go after 12 today? What's the Department of Health advice around this?
And I think as well, Stephen, if we look at the response that there's been in the South, it has been much more coordinated and it's been much more definitive. And, you know, we have this ambiguity between the red alert that there is in the South and the amber in the North. And yes, I know that there are different indices that are used to you know, to get to the decision there. But, you know, people don't know the difference, like wind, between Lifford and Strabane and between Castle Blenny and Cross McGlen. It's the same wind that's going to be impacting those areas, but there's different types of information that's being passed out. And again, I go back to the point that it's the communication needs to be more effective.
Here's the Northern Trust have just sent this through to us today. They say all day centres and adult centres will close at lunchtime. With regards to outpatient appointments, these will proceed as normal today. However, if patients cannot make their appointment, they can contact the Trust to rearrange. We'll pause there. Colin, thank you.